are on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. Around 7 lines from the top, we hear in the Baraisa that the Ramea holds if a Ganef was Gona Vetova Hasher Anisko, so he pays Dalet Vehei. Frag the Gemara, Sher Anisko Isuri Anoninu, it's also Bano, Lav the Mori Katovach. It doesn't belong to the Bailam. So Ide Isurina is not Shaloi, as we had mentioned yesterday, there's a Svore, since it's also Bano, I wasn't mafsid him. So there's no Chiyav of Dalet Vehei. Omarove Ocheb my eskinon Kegoinsha Mosroy Lushaima. We're speaking about the Sher Anisko came about in such a fashion. A person gave over a Sher to a Shema, Vihizik Bebeish Shema, and it killed someone, Bebeish Shema. Buhuad Bebeish Shema, Buhuad means Adam came and were made. It killed someone. V'nigmar dinoi bevei shayma. There was a gmar din on Bezdin that the sheres chayiv skila. Rab Meir sovelo kerab Yaakov usvira like Rab Shimon. Rab Meir holds like Rab Yaakov and he holds like Rab Shimon. Sovelo kerab Yaakov the omar af mishenigmar dinoi Hirziroi Shaima Labailim Murza. That Rabbi Yaakov holds that if a Shaima had a share, and it became a share anisko by the Shaima, Afalpi came, even now the share is now worthless, Rabbi Yaakov says, Hirziru Shaima Labailim Murza. He can take the share and give it back to the Bailam and say, Arei Shaloch Lefonecho, and the Bailam can't tie Hashem Arei Shaloch Lefonecho. I gave you a share that's worth $1,000. You're giving me back a share on this call. That's Nigmardina Yitzosabano. So let's now go into the Svar of Rabbi Yaakov. This we learned before already. But Rabbi Yaakov also can say, Arei Shaloch Lefonecho. So if the Sher would not have been stolen from the Shema would not have had any problem. Even though it became a Sher Anisko by him, he could get away with murder by returning the Sher to the Mafkid and say, Arei Shaloch Lefonecho. Finished, doesn't have to pay him a penny. But now problems came. This Ganav stole it from him. This Ganav shechted it. So now he can't say, Arei Shaloch Lefonecho, because this is not the shir that I gave you. I gave you a shir. You're giving back pieces of meat. That's this. He can't say Arei Shaloch Lefonecho. So memele. So because of this gneve and tviche, he just lost now $1,000. And he holds v'sovelo kerab Shimon domadova hagoyrim lamomin kimomin dami. That means if the shir would have been alive, I could have saved myself $1,000. Now that you stole the shayr and shechted the shayr, now I have to pay him $1,000. So this shayr is worth to me $1,000. To the shayim, it's worth $1,000. And Rab Shimon says, Dover ha-goyrim le-momein, something that's goyrim, momein, to a person, that means through this he's pattering himself of $1,000, is kemomen dami. So we consider like the thousand, like he possesses $1,000 in this share. This not Rab Shimon Oima, kochim shechayev bachiyusom, chayev. Person went and, let's say he was magdish and oila. And he said, Arei Olai Oila, and then he said, Arei Zu Oila. So now the behemoth is a Kolben Oila. And now someone goes and steals this kolben oila. And so, so Rav Shimon holds that you pay kefil to the Bailam, even though the behema does not belong to the Bailam anymore. It's a heg, it's a kolben, it's a miyuchad l'gvoya. But Rav Shimon says, but this behema, the Bailam is using this behema to pater his chiyiv neder. He said, another reel I love you oila. So I have, through, with this behema, I pater myself from the nether I had made. If this behema is stolen from me, so memele, so now I have to go me mafresh a new behema. So this behema is, I'm, through this behema, I'm saving myself from not having to pay $1,000. So Rav Shimon says, so it's considered that even though lemaise, the behema is a kolben, the bailam cannot derive any physical benefit from it. It's a kolben. There's to be nikrav. But we consider this behema belongs to the bailam since it's goyrim lemomen to the bailam. So we say this, so that is the svar of dava goyrim lemomen kimomen domi. Alme. Rav Shimon holds, dava hagoyrim lemomen kimomen domi. So memele, so the Rameir holds the same thing. Rameir holds that this shor haniskol by the shomer it's a dover hagoyrim lamomen. So therefore you pay, so it's considered like this is mamoinoi shel hashomer, and if you steal it you pay kefil to the shomer, and if you shecht it you pay dalet vehei to the shomer. This is the svara of Rameir. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shemosroi Bailov L'Shema Kodim Shezik. The Bailim gave over this share to the Shema before it was Mazik. V'Hizik B'Bei Shema, and he killed the person B'Bei Shema. And Rameya holds like Rabbi Yaakov, the Rabbi Yaakov V'Shili Shere Shenogach Dalet V'Hei, that if he would return the Shere Murza, and it's returned, and the Bailam don't have any tviyas on me, I'm returning back the pekodin you gave me. V'oimeloi harei sheloch lefonecho. Here's back to she. You gave me she, here's back to she. Nimtzeis, she'af al pi she'enoi shoviklum. Even though the she has no monetary value whatsoever, it's this mardin, it's also banot, same as lisokel. A begoyrim lamominu, but this share is a goyrim lamomin. The chos man shehu kayim, chos man the share is around, shomer poiter es atzmei boy, the shomer paters himself with this share. So I'm using this share to pater myself from $1,000 chayv, like this al shomer left to pay him $1,000. The chosman shukayim shayma peter asatzmei bay ve'im yei oveid yishalim domov. So memele, so when the ganef stole it from him, we consider that the shomer has a bailus in the shayer of $1,000. So we consider that the ganef stole a behema that's worth $1,000 from the shomer. It's his behemah, his chayiv kefil $1,000, and his chayiv dalet vehei. And Rav Shimon said, it's aloche by kotshim shechayiv bach yusom, ganev shegonav kotshim mi beis bailam. Is im kiblom bailav olav bachayis, if it was mekabal achayis, kegayin dama harei olai oilo, vehifrizu, is chayiv l'shalem kefil, so his chayiv to pay kefil, dalet vehei. Even though the oila does not belong to the baila, kiven the goyrem lemomen who it is a girsa the imisvit boy leshlume, if he'll get lost, he'll have to be mafresh another kolben kedidei dami. So we consider this is his behema because it's a goyrem lemomen to him. He's patering himself with his chiyuv through this behema. So it's considered like he possesses in this behemah
the value of the behemoth, because if it'll get lost, he'll have to be mafresh another behemoth. So this is a geirem lamomein and kemomein dami. So we consider how much money it's geirem, that's how much money he possesses in the behemoth. So it's called shayroi, chayv kefal and dalad vehe. Besava lo kerab shimin, let us see Taisvis. The Omar Ameya holds like Rab Shimon, the Omar Dover Hagoyrim Lamomein Kimomein Dami. Ameya holds like Rab Shimon, the Dover Hagoyrim Lamomein Kimomein Dami. Fractoisves, Teime, the Lomalei Lameima, the Savaka Rab Shimon. Why do you have to say that Ameya holds like Rab Shimon? Lame, the Ameya Letaime. Let us say Ramei L'tamei, not you have to say he holds like Rab Shimon. Ramei L'shitosei. D'doin dini d'gami. Ramei is doin dini d'gami. And if you're doin dini d'gami, the choshkein, the mechayev, bedova hagoyrem l'momen. So the man, the omer that's doin dini d'gami, is ich echayev bedova hagoyrem l'momen. The Omar Bagoisel Kame, Eimer Domer Rab Shimon the Chamomin Domi, Dovo Sheikroi Momin. Something that in the beginning was money. Dovo Shein Ikroi Momin Kein Seirev Shtaroisov Shol Chaveroi Mishametlai. Im Kein Rameya, the Machayev Beseirev Shtaroisov Kedrminen Hosom, the man, the Doin Dine, the Gami Magvi Bey, the Meishtorem Aliyem, Now, I'd like to elaborate a little to understand Tosfos Kasha. There's a Gemara further, which Tosfos brought out. Shitas Rameir is, Haseirev Shtaroisov Shol Chaveroi. The person, let's say, let's be Megashim Dinyan, Reuven has a shtar choiv on Shimon, and now Levi goes and burns the shtar choiv, and because of this, Reuven can't be goiver from Shimon. Shimon tells him, I never borrowed from you, I paid you. I mean, without a shtar, Reuven is helpless. So Rameya says you have to pay. Levi burnt the shtar choiv, Levi has to pay Reuven, because Rameya is doing dini de gami. And if you're doing dini de gami, you have to pay. Fine. This is Rameya. So the Gemara wanted to say, Rab Shimon, that holds Dova, Hagoyrim, Lamomen, Kimomen, Domi. So you also have to pay. It's a Dova, Hagoyrim, Lamomen. That means, with the Shtar, I could get the Choyv from the Loive. Reuven could get the Choyv from the Loive. Now that he burnt the shtar, I can't get the chayv from the loive. So this is a dover hagoyrem lemomain. And Rav Shimon holds kemomain dami. So memeila, so Rav Shimon should also agree with Rav Meir. So Mo says, no, Rav Shimon does not agree. Rav Shimon holds you'll be potter. Why? Rav Shimon's whole lomdus, it's a lomdus, that dover hagoyrem lemomain, kemomain, means as follows. It was ikrei momin. That means in the beginning, let's talk about a person was magdish a behemah. Before the behemah was mine. It was my behemah. Now I said, arei alai lahavi oila, and I magdish this oila. So memele, so now really became ois mine, because now it's a korban oila. It's not mine anymore. So Rab Shimon says, since it was once yours, you once were a bailim, and after the Hegdish, you still have Chusei Momin in this. That means because of this behemoth, you don't have to lay out another $1,000. He said, all right. So it was once your Momin. And you still have Chusei Momin through this behemoth. So we can say it still is your Momin. Even though now you look at it, now it's not his Momin anymore. It's a Naila. No, it still is his Momin. Because he has Chusei Momin in this behemah, through this behemah he doesn't have to be mafresh another behemah. So he's patering himself of $1,000 with this behemah. So therefore we consider the behemah is still his Momin. He didn't lose his bailus. That's Rab Shimon. But the Gemara says, but Rameya, the case of a seiref shtaraisov shel chaveiroi, before when this paper before was worthless, that was never mammon. Now, since the shtarchoy was written on this paper, now it becomes worth mammon als goyrem la mammon. That Rav Shimon never said. This lumbus, that tova ha goyrem la mammon kim mammon dami, which is lumbus, which is not, if you look at it really, it's a piece of paper. But the lumbus of tova ha goyrem la mammon kim mammon dami was only said when it was once my mammon. So al this lumbus of goyrem la mammon, it still remains my mammon. But Seirim Shtaroshim Shechaveir before was never mammon, before the paper wasn't worth $200, before the paper was worth 5 cents. Now to say, since it's goyrem la mammon, so it's called I possess $200 in the paper, Rav Shimon never said it. Fine. That's what the Gemara says. But Rameyer, the holds doyin dini digami, Rameyer says you have to pay $200. That's what Rameyer said. So al koponim, So we see that Rav Meir is a bigger machmer than Rav Shimon. Even the din of Rav Shimon, if it wasn't ikrei mamein, so the din of Dava HaGoyrim LaMamein does not work anymore, but al Salamdus of Garmi, it does work, you pay $200. So we see that Garmi is stronger than Dava HaGoyrim LaMamein. Let's not go into the Oymek Adwa, but we see that. So Rameyer is the one that's doing dini de gami. So why does the Gemara have to say Rameyer? But when Hashemer had a behemem, and the behemem became Asher Anisko, so Rameyer holds Yechayiv to pay kevon dal veiter Hashemer because Rameyer holds a Rav Shimon. It also was a moment before, had a shame moment al kaponim. There was the moment of the Bailam, but had a shame moment on it. So Mamela, so it doesn't lose the shame moment. Still has a shame moment, Lagabi the shame. Because Rameyah holds like Rav Shimon, you know that Rameyah holds like Rav Shimon. Rameyah is a bigger machmer than Rav Shimon. Rameyah, letaimei. Rameyah is doing dini de garmi. So Memela, so Philo, it's not Ikrei Momen, you also hold that he's Chayim, I say, so Ramele, Taimei, why just say Ramele holds like Rav Shimon? This is the Taimei of Tosfos. Now, we have to understand, Tosfos Kasha is really a Taimei. We have to understand Tosfos Kasha. The Lomdim are metame on Tosfos, that the kasha doesn't begin. I'd like to say over, they bring down Ramban in Kuntres HaGarmi, and the Ramban explains what Tova Goyim Lomomen Kemomen Domi means, and what Garmi means. So the Ramban, I say, this is the Loshen of the Ramban. The Ramban says, Rav Shimon Soiver, Shahadovar hagoyrem lemomein, hu atzmoi nechshav momoinoi. Something that's goyrem to me, momen. Let's talk about our shayma. The shayma, this behemoth, is, if I give back this behemoth, it's called, it's goyrem momen to me. If I give back the behemoth, don't have to give back, anything to the mafkid. So Rav Shimon holds that dovar hagoyrem lemomein, who atzmoi nechshav momoinoi. So this is called my moment. This behemoth is mine. I gained $1,000 with this behemoth. Through this behemoth, I saved myself $1,000. So this is called the $1,000. So it's considered like I possess $1,000 in this behemoth. Uchekis molei mois. That means this behemoth is $1,000. This is $1,000, this behemoth. Are you tossed up or not? Don't tell me it's irrelevant that it's tossed up or not. This is I have $1,000 in this behemoth. I give back this behemoth, so I don't have to pay any money. Umishamachi. So we consider, als the lomdus of Goyrem Lomomim, it's considered that the Shema possesses $1,000 in this behemoth. And this $1,000 is the Shema's. Umishamachi, zok der Ramban. If someone will steal from the Shema this payment, Chayiv Kefil. I stole $1,000 from you. You have $1,000 on this behemah, so I owe you Kefil. V'dalet v'hei l'hashayma. You owe Kefil. Because it's considered this as a kis molei mois. This is the Lashon HaRambam. That means you possess, you have $1,000 on this behemah. So memele, so I stole $1,000 from you. I stole from you a behemah that's worth to you $1,000. That's considered you possess $1,000 in this behemah. I stole your behemah, so I have to pay kefil and dalet vei. Zok te Ramban, vanan lekaim lon boho ke Rab Shimon. We don't pass on like Rab Shimon. The behemah sher ze einoi mamoinoi shel Hashemah. This is, Rab Shimon is a lovdis, an amkes. Since with this behemah, I don't have to pay $1,000, so we consider ke'ilu, I have $1,000 in this payment. Oh, but this is a ke'ilu. This is not the... We don't pass like Reb Shimon. And so we look at it, it's a behemoth that doesn't belong to you. It's also bano. It's nothing. It's not your behemoth. It's your behemoth. It's a behemoth that's also bano. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. This oimek advorim, dova ha-goyrem la-momen ke-momen. There's a big chafadimian over here. Reb Shimon held like that. We don't hold like that. Lachain, potter me kefil, v'dalet v'hei. So memele, if someone stole the behemah, so the behemah isn't worth $1,000. It doesn't belong to you. So who should I pay kefil to? It's also banor. So there's no kefil. There's no dalet v'hei. Nothing. Nothing. It's this. Lam demori katovach yod zizichanat. So there's no kefil, no dalet v'hei. Umikon mokein. Because we don't pass on like Reb Shimon. Hamazikoi, let's say a person will go and he'll be mazik the behemoth. He'll kill the behemoth. He's mazik the behemoth. Chayiv, so he'll be chayiv. Al kaponen keren, he'll have to pay $1,000. Midine de garmi, he'll pay the shema $1,000. Because I was goyim you a hefset. Why? The nehei the oisei sheir lavdi deyu. That's true. It's not your behemah. Mikol mokem ayidei hezik hasheir hivsid la hasheime momayin sheyitzach lohitziyoy mikisei l'shalem labal hasheir. You know what you just did now? By killing this behemah, you know what? So the $1,000 that wasn't the wallet of the sheir. Before you had $1,000 and you could keep it. By killing the sheir, you are mafsid the sheimer, the $1,000 in his wallet. That's you mafsid him that. She yitzach lohitziyoy mikisei l'shalom l'bal hasheir. Now you killed the behemoth. Now he can't say rei shalach l'fanecha. Now he has to take out $1,000 from his wallet to pay the mafkid. The ois on mois, that $1,000 that was in his wallet, Shaloi, that's his money. Not kilu. This money was his money. Because you killed the sheir. I didn't touch the wallet. She didn't touch the wallet. But by killing the sheir, you made him lose $1,000 from his wallet. That's called garmi. I was going to mehefset to you. Avol kefil v'dalet v'hei. But the clear shayla, I should pay kefil and dalet v'hei. Why should I pay kefil dalet v'hei? Potter, kshegona v'asher aniskal. If I stole the sheir aniskal, I should pay kefil with dalet v'hei. The oisei moris, because we don't hold like Rab Shimon. Tov ha'goyrim l'momen k'momen domi. Rab Shimon said, alom this. That we consider that the shema possesses in this behemah $1,000. That this behemah is a kis molei mois for the shema. It's like your mummy. You possess $1,000, and the shema, it's your shema because you kapata your chayv of $1,000 with the shema. But we don't hold like Rab Shimon. So memela, so he says, if a person will steal the shema. She should pay kefil. What should pay kefil for? I'm a kefil for dalet vei potter. She gone af asher anisko. Because the shirt that I stole is asabano. Doesn't belong to you. She starech
The oisin hamoisi, the whole problem is the $1,000 in the wallet. That's, I was mafsing the $1,000. The oisin moisi yitztarech hashoymer l'shalem lebal asher, all I got up, I stole those $1,000. I was goyrim, you should be mafsing these $1,000. That's right. I never stole the $1,000. If I would have stolen the $1,000, I'd pay you kefil for the $1,000. I didn't steal the $1,000. I stole the shoyer. The shoyer is not yours. I shechted the shoyer. So there's no, I didn't, it's not yours. It's not the love of the more. It's also about no. So whatever I did with the shoyer, there's nothing what to talk about. We don't hold like Rab Shimon. There's nothing what to talk about. The whole Rameya that holds Garmi. Garmi means you're chayv because I was goyrim a hefset to your wallet. By killing the shoyer, I was goyrim that you should lose $1,000 from your wallet. That you don't pay kefil for, you don't pay dal dvehei. Holei gonav leinasaleim ganav elamasik. Azezok tehelike Ramban. And the dvorim is kiloyrim leinai. It's mamish two different eifanim, how to be done. How to be done this case. Rab Shimon that holds dova goyim lamomen, kimomen domi. So he holds that. That the shomer possesses $1,000 in the shoyer, and it's called his shoyer for these $1,000 that he possesses. Kikis molei mois is the loshna Rambam. So I stole your shoyer. I shechted your shoyer. So it's something what to think about. But the minute we don't paskin like Rab Shimon, garmi as a mazik. I'll pay you, I was mazik your $1,000. I wasn't mazik the shoyer. It's not your shoyer. The shoyer doesn't belong to anybody. It's not yours. And it's also about no, so. So this is a Ramban in Kuntres Hagami, and the Gedoyle Achleinim, all of them mentioned this for it. So now let's so Mamela. So Taisvus Kash is a pella. Taisvus asks, why does the Gemara have to say that Rameya holds like Rab Shimon? Huh? Rameya is even more than Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says, "Asoy Rav Shteroishu Shalchavei Roy Sintznari Kray Mom and Yepota." Rameya holds Yepota, so let the Gemara say Rameya letamei, Rameya doing din in the Gami. So that Meshchayin after Tosfos, I am bekuntres Hagami, but the Kasha doesn't begin. It's not a Kasha. Din in the Gami means you're chayv because you're going to have set his wallet. That will make you pay dalad vehei. Therefore, the Gemara they say that Shimon, that Rameya holds like Shimon also. He holds like Shimon shtik Torah. No, he holds up Shimon Shetayra, so now it's called that he possesses, in the Shoyer, he possesses $1,000, so it's a Shoyer. This is a Pella on Taisvus Kasha. Now let us again see Taisvus Kasha. Taimet, the Lomalei, Lemeimer, the Savaker Rab Shimon. Why did the Gemara have to say that Rameya holds like Rab Shimon? Leme de Rameya le Taimei, de doin dini de gami, Rameya is doin dini gami. De choshkein de mechayev bedova hagoyrim le moment. If he's doin dini de gami, is ich holds dova hagoyrim le moment. Because we see doma bagoyzel kama, eme doma rabshim in the moment domi, dova sheikre moment. Something that was once moment. So he says it still has a shame moment. So that's Rab Shimon. And Rab Meir holds that a filu Seirev Shtaroysev Yosso Chayiv. Him came Rab Meir, the Mechayiv is Seirev Shtaroysev, Kermrin and Hossam, the man that doin dine gemi magve bei the Meishtor Ma'alye, Kolshkein the Mechayiv bedova hagayrim Ramon. So that's Taisvus Kasha, so now Lachayre, we have to understand Taisvus is comparing two different inyonim. Garmi means I was goyrim you a hefset with the claw with the hagdoris of Garmi, and goyrim lamami means that this is your mom. So we have to understand Taisvus. The bring down from Rav Chaim tells her. Rav Chaim tells us, says, Shechiyuv, Dine de Gami, Taisvus held, not like the Ramban, this is the Ramban, Taisvus held, Shechiyuv, Dine de Gami, Einoi al Mashem Mafsid Momein Mikisoi, not that the Rameya holds I'm chai because of the $1,000 in your wallet that I made you lose, Ela Hefsid Schusoi B'Sher Atzmoi, he has a schus in the shayla. Garmi means he has a schus in the shayla. Now, I had a shtickle raya to what Rav Chaim tells us. I'd like to see for 1 minute the Rosh in Perik Tes, Simen Yud Gimel. Not the whole Rosh, just a small shtickle in the Rosh. There's a very fine line to draw. There's Gerome ben Ezokin, that's Potter, and Garmi is Chayev. Now the Shaila is, which is, when is it Gerome, when is it Garmi? That's a very difficult Inyan to explain. But the Rosh gives us guidelines. If we look on the Rosh, it's on the Gemara, it's Kuf Lamed Daled Amid Beis, and the Gemara is on the second column by the small ayin of the Pilpul HaCharifte. The Heicha Dohu Ba'atzmoy Oisei Hezek Lemomain Chaveri. This is Perik Tes, Ois Yud Gimel, and it's by the small ayin of the Pilpul HaCharifte. But in the Rosh, V'heiche dohu ba'atzmai, if he himself, oise hezek limomain chaveiroi, he himself is doing a hezek limomain chaveiroi, ubori hezeke, and it's a zichere hezek, hu nikro dino digami, this is called dino digami, Soyrev shtar, oy moichel, hu ba'atzmoy mazik lemomain chaveiroi. He himself is mazik momain chaveiroi. Now, let's jump down to the line where there's a tzaddik. Let's go to the beginning of the line. This is 4 lines from the bottom. A mesalek karem vekastais. If a person, if there's a keli that's falling, and a person goes, and there was pillows underneath the keli, and it's falling, and if he'll, and look this, if it's going to fall on the pillow, nothing's going to happen. You have a crystal vase that's falling on the pillow, and he goes and takes away the pillow, and the crystal vase cracks in a million pieces. That's called grome. Why? Af al gav de bori hezeke, that's 100% sure that if he's, when he's going to take away this pillow, it's going to break. Loi also maise biguf hamome. But he didn't do anything to the vase. I didn't touch the vase. I shoved away the pillow. Yeah, because I shoved away the pillow, that's why the vase was 100%. That's called Gromme bin Ezokin. Gromme bin Ezokin is potter. So the Rosh gives us guidelines. When is it called Gami? When is it called Gama? If he did a maise bimomoin atzmoi, then it's called Gami. But if he did a momin, they did a maise in something else. So that's how the Rosh understood. Soyrev shtaroysav is Gami, and misalekam bekastis is Gama. So the Rosh says, because soyrev shtaroysav, the who ba'atzmoy oise hezek lemomein chaveiroi soyrev shtar. So you see that the Rosh understood, not the way the Ramban said, that I'm mafsid you, you can't be goyva from the loive. That means, according to the Ramban, the Gami was be like this, you were able to take $1,000 from the loive. Now they, I say the shtar, so you can't take the money from the loive. So then that wouldn't be considered like a who also who ba'atzma hizik mamon chaveiroi. I didn't do anything. I never went. I just burnt the shtar. What's the chilik between burning the shtar and taking away the pillow? When you burn the shtar, you can't be goyva from the loiver. You take away the pillow, the vase is going to break. It's the same thing. No, the Rosh says that the who ba'atzma hizik mamon chaveiroi. So he understood that the shtar is considered mamon chaveiroi. It's called, I have mominess in the shtar. The malve has mominess in the shtar. And even though before it wasn't momin, the Rameo holds Gami says, but now, since through the shtar I can acquire momin, it's considered, I have momin in the shtar. So it's called Loise. Who ba'atzloi oise hezik l'monen chaveiro. The star is called monen chaveiro. That's how the Rosh learned. And that's how Taisvis learned. So now Taisvis says, I'm going to kick ash. So Taisvis says, so Sai Rab Shimon with his lumbus, and Sai Rab Meir with his lumbus als gami, they both come to the conclusion that we consider that the star is my moment. But Rab Shimon wouldn't say the star is my moment, because it never was moment. And Rab Meir holds gami, holds, we consider, kilo I have moments in the star. So if that's the longest of Gami, so Vector Toysvis, I'm going to make a castle. Vector Toysvis, so why did you say Rameya holds like Rab Shimon? Rameya doesn't have to hold like Rab Shimon. Rameya is more than Rab Shimon. Rameya holds since the star. Since through the star I can get moments, consider I have moments in the star. So Mamela, so since through this behemoth, the Shayim will not have to pay moments, he has moments in the behemoth. And Rameya is more than Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds it. Once was moment. He came moment. Rameya went a step further. But that it was never, even though it was never moment, but since now I can acquire moment through the shtar, let's consider I have moment in the shtar. So the male effect twice is not, I say, like so he says, why didn't you say Rameh holds like Rab Shimon? Rameh is 1,000 times better than Rab Shimon. This is the Rameh shtar, the was gosh. Yeshloima. The economy is for the Lameh Ripre. You're right. In one Nikudah, Rameh is saying a much bigger Chiddush than Rab Shimon is saying. But let me tell you something. You can say, if I can't this follow. Ba'at ka'ale mechayev rameyel b'dini digami. Rameyel is only mechayev b'dini digami. K'ay b'say rev shtari shol chavei roi. Uchi yaitzei boi. Sheroi hashtar l'chol hoilom linker v'ligmais boi. That means Tois is saying, I'm ready to that. Let's just skip over Masach and Kafnei for a minute. Aval dova agayrim l'momen k'may sher ha'nisko. The kochim shechem b'chis mei meroy elu lezer sheyivta boi atzmoi leichayin rameyo lachikam b'sovo lekab shemim. So Taisvis says as follows. You have to understand, in one nekudah, Rav Shimon is saying more than rameyo. Why does Rav Shimon say more than rameyo? He says, a shtar is, you can get moment through the shtar. So the rameyo is considered, it's called moment, it's called my moment. He says, but the shtar is moment for everyone who wears the shtar. That means a shtar is a commodity that could be sold. I have the star, I can be goyver from the loyver. I can sell the star to the whole world. The whole world could be goyver. So that means this has a tairus moment for the whole world. Whoever has the star can get moment through the star. Here at Mayotte, that's called moment. That's called moment because the whole world, this star is such a commodity that the whole world can get, it's a money maker. That means whoever has the star can get money from the loyver. This is called moment. This is called moment. Rav Shimon said, I'm going to get Chiddush. The Sheir HaNisko, there's one person in the world that's deriving benefit from the Shiner. The Shiner has a noose around his neck, he has to pay the market $1,000. With this Sheir, you won't have to pay him $1,000. But it's only moment for him. There's no other person. No other person in the world is worth money. A person said, Harei Olai Oila, and he said, Harei Zul Oila. For me, myself, and I, the Sheir is worth $1,000. But for anyone else in this building, it's not worth, it's worthless. So Rab Shimon, you're good. Rab Meir said a chumrah, you don't really claim on. But Rab Shimon said another chumrah, which Rab Meir never said. Rab Shimon said that even though there's only, it's only moment for one person in the world, only one person can derive moment. Afal Pikin, it's called his moment. Rab Meir never held such a thing. This Chiddush Rab Meir never held. He only said by Shtaris, because Shtaris is moment for everyone. Shtaris is moment for everyone, so I can sell it to everyone. So the good, where's the moment? Because I can get moment from it. But it is a moment, it is a commodity for the whole world. Here's a shavius of moment. So the Mela, so that's why the Gemara had to say, I may hold like Rab Shimon, because here we're speaking about Asher Aniskel of Hashem, that it is only money for one person. So here we say, but Rab Shimon holds like that, because Rab Shimon said by Kochin, it's called moment, even though it's only money for one person. That's what the Gemara say, Rab Shimon. And Taisa says, well, just now we skipped over, behind the Mesachet, Gavna, Kafna, Gabi, Tvuosi, Shal Chavere, Luya, Tvu, Lechol, Oilom, the Pshad is, I mean, Mesachet, the Geffen, later there becomes Mori with the Tvu becomes Klaya Keren. So the Dover HaNizik is something that's a moment for everybody. Amal Dover, Adoyim, the moment to my share, HaNizko, the Kotshi, Chavach, Yusen, Eloi, Elo, Lazer, Sheiv, Tabay, Atma, Leichayim, Rameyim, Lachikama, the Savalo, Kerab, Shemin, that is Teretz number one. The Yesh Mefoshim, Teretz number two. When the Hochi come out, the Sovalok Rab Shimon, Mishim the Rab Shimon come out, the Hegi, the Chayv, Abo, the Chamisha, the Dova, Hagorim, the Mammon,
aber meide me chayev rameir bebini de gami, ein leichir shechayev abo bachamisha, bedobo hadoirem lomomen. Now what is pshat in the second teretz of Taisus? Could be the second teretz of Taisus is as follows. The second teretz of Taisus could be Taisus is saying, that means, afilu according to that meir. The meir says, aseirev shtoroysev shal chaveroi, so you pay the chaver, you pay the chaver, I just want to mention one thing. Aseirev shtoroysev shal chaveroi. How much do you pay? With a face value? Of the shtar, it's a shtar of $1,000. There's a market value. You sell a shtar for $200. Who knows who's going to pay? A kaponim, there's a $200 market value, and the face value is $1,000. How much do you pay? The tishach, the chayshim mishpat, you pay, according to Rameyah, $200. That is the market value. That's very meduyik with our taisus, because our taisus says the svar of Meyah is, he has a commodity that he can sell to the whole world. He sells it only for $200. That's the commodity that he sells. The shtar is worth $200. Can sell the shtar to the whole world because through the shtar you can get $1,000. To be matzliach, to be mighty, the money from the labor. It's an investment. It's a gamble. Whatever it is, there's a $200 value. So the mayor of the maisi, you pay $200. Have a vote. Now, Taisus in the second teretz, that's what I'm saying. I'm under the Columbus. Taisus is saying like this: Ein ochimani. The mayor holds. Let's talk about the shtar. In the case of the shtar, I can get $1,000 from the shtar, so the shtar is a $200 value for me, so it's considered I have mumminess of $200 in the shtar. Fine. If you burn it, you will mass it in the $200 he has in the shtar. Now, let's talk about the share of Haniskel. We'll agree with the kasha. According to Rav Meir, since I can get $1,000 through this share, so it's considered I have mumminess of $1,000 in the shtar. But I could have mumminess in the shoyer, but it's not necessary to say that the shoyer is mine. That means I have mumminess in the shoyer by dalad v'hei, you have to be shoyer, it has to be shoyer shakavei roi. Gignev shoyer ish, I have to steal yenim's shoyer. It's not considered that the shoyer is mine. It's considered I have mumminess in the shoyer. But may you never said that the shoyer is mine. And may you never said you can be yaitzim and successful with the shtar. Besides that, I'm being honest. But, I mean, Rav Meir only said that I have mumminess in, since I can get through the shtar, $200, whatever. So, it's called, I possess mumminess of $200 in the shtar. I have in the shtar mumminess of $1,000, but not that the shtar is mine. That in order to pay dollars the hay, it has to be your shtar. He knows that it's your shtar. Rav Shimon said it's your shtar. Rav Shimon said, well, that if a person was a doyim of kachim, so Rav Shimon said that you pay dollars the hay. Rav Shimon said it. Rav Meir never said it. So that's the second teretz of Taisus. Second teretz of Taisus is, let's see again the second teretz. Yesh mefoshim lochi koma the sovel of Rav Shimon, mishum Rav Shimon koma behegi d'chayim abo b'chamisha, b'dov adoyim l'momin. So Rav Shimon said, it's called my shoya. Aber mai bin chayim Rav Meir b'dini v'gami, in lechi shechayim abo b'chamisha, b'dov adoyim l'momin. It's not considered that the shoya is mine. I have mumminess in the shoyer. The amazik you have to pay for the mumminess I have in the shoyer. Because the moment I can get from the shoyer, so put a mumminess in the shoyer. But you can't say it's my shoyer. It's not my shoyer. I have mumminess, who say mumminess in the shoyer, but it's not my shoyer. So that's what I'm going to say. May all the kamshinim. And he won't mefarish, the bedini the gamil and machai, the mea elami, the rabbonon, to the muchach besaif akoinis. So the mea usatayshu say, not only you say the lumbus of gamil, it's considered my shoyer, and I have mumminess in the shoyer, but it's only a rabbon the kedin, so the rabbon the kedin could be never works like mass by dollars a day. The whole thing is a rabbon the kedin, so you need to pay the canon. No, they said it's like your mumminess, but they never said it, it's you know it's your mumminess to pay dollars a day, since the whole thing is only a rabbon the kedin for it. So the male, that is why the mother had to say that Meir holds like a pshin. Now, let us go a little further. Omar Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane said, Amri say kamei. Omar Rav Kahane, Misu l'shmei te kamei b'rav zvid m'nerdoi. He told over, Mishoshtek Torah, we had a whole city over here. We had a problem. The Mishnah said that, that if it was gonna share Tzorah B'yena Kippurim, so the Mishnah says, Yechayiv. So we had a problem. How could you be Chayiv Yom Kippur?
We had a problem. How could you be Chayiv Gona V'Tovah Shem Kippurim Yechayiv Dal V'Hei?
in Adam, like a Mishalem. So we said a Shtik Torah, it's going according to Rameya, the Tan of the Mishnah is Rameya. Rameya of Adam, like a Mishalem. That's how we got into the whole Sugya. So this is a Shtik Torah, that our Mishnah is going according to Rameya. That Kahane told us over to Rav Zvi, the Shtik Torah. So he says, I don't understand you. Mimotzis, Mukmis, Masmisin, Karameya, but like Rav Shimon. So he's saying the Mishnah is going according to Rameya, who holds Adam like a Mishalem. Not according to Rav Shimon, everyone else is Chaylik on Rameya. So Rav Shimon who holds, ain't Adam like a Mishalem, the Mishnah is not going according to Rav Shimon. But Ktoni Seifa, let's look in the Seifa of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon, Poyter, we had a whole bunch of cases. Gona, Vatovach, Biamiki Pulim. Gona, Vamocha, Labay, Dazar. And then in Gona, and then in Tavach, and the Klovim, Tavach, and the Podom. The whole thing, and then the last two cases were, Gona, Vatovach, Lunch, and Itru, Shinishka, to Bazore. Gona, Vanimse, Streifa, Vatovach, Vanimse, Streifa. Rav Shimon, Poyter, Bishnei, Eilu. The last two cases, Reifa, Kulan Shemishu de Bazore, Sashita Shein Aluya, Rav Shimon patted in the last two. So if you're Elach Yid, and you learn the Mishnah, so the Mishnah says, I have 20 cases in the Mishnah, and they're gone after the Torah Chavir Mekipurim, gone after everything, Rav Shimon patted Bishnei Eilu. The last two he patted, because it's Sashita Shein Aluya. But, all the other cases, Rav Shimon is Machayev. So how can you say the Mishnah is going according to Rameya? And because Rameh holds the Adam like a Mishalem, Rav Shimon doesn't know like a Mishalem, and Rav Shimon is also made it to all the cases in the Mishnah. So your Teretz Rabid is not a Teretz. That was Rav Zvi's kasha. Mimotz is mukmis masnisen ke Rameh, can that find the Mishnah like Rameh, but like Rav Shimon? Baktoni seifer Rav Shimon poiter bishnei eilu. Rav Shimon patot in these two cases. Michlal, the Bekula masnisen maide, but in the whole Mishnah, all the other cases of the Mishnah, is maide. He says, no, he's talking about the last four cases. The four cases, one was that Tvicha Leklovin, one was that Tvicha Lerafua, and then the last two cases, one was Chulon Shanish Lebazora, one was Nimsei Streifa. So in these four cases, which is speaking about Shechita Ruya, so you say the last two is not a Shechita Ruya. The first two is a Shechita Ruya. But the other cases, he's not talking about the other cases. Zot Rashi, Mimotzus, Mukmes, and Masnissen, the Gona, the Tobi, and Kippurim, Karameya, Lechudai, the Oma, Loike, Mishalem, Lame, Diktoni, Lerfuhe, Veleklovim, Ditzach, Lashminon, Datzach, Hiddish, Tahap, Algab, Rab Shimon, Shchite, Shein, Ruhi, Loishmo, Shchite, even though Shchite, Shein, Ruhi, Loishmo, Shchite, Ha, Shchite, Ruhi, Kochoshev, Lo, this is called a Shchite, Ruhi, Halabi, and Kippurim, Poli, but on the first case, he's not, he's a Zichachaylet. Let us see what Tosfos says. Mechlal de Bekula Masnisen Moide Tzas Kosher de Ma Diyukuze. Tosfos says, what kind of diyuk is this that he's moide to the whole Mishnah? So the problem is, why isn't it a diyuk? It's a diyuk. He's paita b'shnei elu. So the Kosher Shulchan wants to say, maybe shnei elu means the case of Yom Kippurim and Shechita Shein Aluya. Who told you shnei elu means the Pait, Rav Shimon Pait Abishnei Eilu. Eilu. He says, Shimon Pait Abishnei Eilu. So the Shnei Eilu does not have to be the last two cases. That's one case. That's one case of Shechita Shein Aluya. Then he's patos by Gona V'Tovach B'Yom HaKippurim. So Bishnei Eilu, two of these, that is going on all the cases of the Mishnah. In two of these cases, he's taken patos. But could be the two are Gona V'Tovach B'Yom HaKippurim because all the Nodim Leike Mishalim. And in a case of a Shechita Shein Aluya. So Tosfos asks, so where do you see even if it's a mashmois that he's maiden, that like a mishal, that he holds the case of Gona V'Tovach B'Yom HaKippurim B'Yechayim. Could be this is one of the Shnei Eilu that he tattles.